Hello, it's Charlotte Petts here. Welcome to Growing Wild. You are joining me currently on the beach. I've just come for my daily exercise, a little walk, on our first rainy day for some time, actually. It's high tide. The waves are really close to where I am, so I hope it's not too loud. Just let that one crash in. On this show, I've got another collection of voice memos from some lovely listeners who have sent in what they are up to, how they're feeling, and different things that they're doing to still be outside and connect into nature. We go through people's gardens, hang out on balconies, go for a run at low tide. It's a lovely listen, and people's moods are really varying. I think we're in week 696 of lockdown during this crazy strange time of living through this pandemic. I know for me, certainly, I've been through so many different emotions with it, and it's ranged from, you know, hating it and probably fighting against it a little bit and still trying to do lots of things and live fairly normally, and then arriving somewhere in acceptance and slight lethargy that can bring with it, but always knowing and living with that hope of it ending, and it will be over, and that we're going through something so unknown and global. I mean, the fact it's global, it's so unusual. It's happening to everybody across the planet. I don't think that's ever happened before. I might be wrong, but I don't think so. So that's why it's so nice to get all these voices from different countries across the world. In this episode, we go through the Netherlands to America in San Francisco and Hayward's Heath in good old West Sussex. So we start off in the Netherlands and we'll end up somewhere in Sheffield. So I hope you enjoy it. Here we go.
Hello, this is Yvonne Smits speaking to you from the Netherlands. You might have heard my voice before because I'm the presenter of Discutafel podcast on gardening. I'm talking to you sitting in the garden in the sunshine. It's a lovely day today. The sky is blue, and it's very nice temperature here in the garden. Perhaps you can hear some noises in the background. I live in a city in the southern part of the Netherlands, so perhaps you hear a car passing by or children screaming and a dog barking. I'm sitting next to my four hens, four chickens. They're very quiet now, alas. But usually they talk to me a lot, and they give me comfort these days. I do miss my friends dropping in spontaneously to have a chat with me. But my hens, they are still here. I talk to them every day, and they talk back. And we have good conversations. My plants in the garden, they are here as well for me, and I have more time for them to take care of them, so that is a comfort as well.
Hi, I'm Jamie. I live in Hove. It's 5:45 in the morning and I am getting out for my hour run. It's low tide on the beach, so I'm running along the sand, which is one of my most favourite things to do. And the sun is coming up behind me. It's kind of lonely though. I'm not used to running on my own. I run with my tribe, with my friends. So this is a bit new for me. And totally understandable. But yeah, just miss them, I guess.
This is the sound of greylag geese by a loch in Scotland, with oyster catchers flying by and seals just sticking their heads up in the bay next to me.
I'm Andy, and I live in Belfast, and this is April the 2nd. I'm just enjoying my self-isolated walk of the day. It's coming up to dusk, and you can really see the supermoon tonight, which is a great glow to the skyline. Also, the bird calls are abundant. I've been trying to learn how to identify them through online research. So hopefully at the end of this lockdown I'll be able to identify a few more species.
My name is Mary, and I'm in Northern California in Marin County, just north of San Francisco. This is the 25th of March. I think it's Wednesday. Anybody else having trouble remembering what day it is? I'm out on a dog walk this morning, and that was the sound of a little creek that runs in the winter, if we have rain, along the road on the hill I live on. I love that nice watery sound. You can probably also hear what we think of as white noise from the highway, which is not too far away. I have now returned home with the dog, who still wants to run around like crazy in the yard. Because I wanted to mention that the other thing I've been doing, I'm lucky to have a big backyard that rises up above our house. So when you're up here by the vegetable beds and the chair to sit in and have tea, you feel a little bit of peace and isolation, which is nice. And I have co-workers with one of my clients, and I go into that office once a week to work with them in person. Of course, that's not happening now. We're all shut down. But when we do go in, I take a bouquet of flowers once a week because my co-workers don't have gardens. Most of them live in apartments, and they love seeing some fresh flowers, and it brightens up the very drab office space we've got. Well, now that I can't do that, I've decided I'll take a photo of something from the garden and message it in to my team, and they've been enjoying that as a bit of a replacement. So that's what I'm going to go do now. Take a quick snap, send it to my coworkers. This has been a fabulous thing to listen to people from all over the world. Thank you for doing it, and I hope everybody stays well and safe. Take care.
Hi there, it's Anne-Marie Pell, and I just want to talk to you about how much my garden means to me at the moment. Last year, we had tons and tons of building work done in our house, and every time I looked out into the garden over the last 12 months, I just said to myself, it's just going to have to wait. You don't have any time. It's just, you know, nobody's going to see it, and it really doesn't matter. Other people's gardens are more important. So when lockdown came and I found that I was spending a whole lot more time at home, I just couldn't face looking at it for a single moment more. So I decided to get out there and make over my own real garden in real time. And my partner and I, Jules, and the children as well, Archie and Gilbert, we've been out here grafting for some weeks now. It's been really wonderful. Just being outdoors with the sound of the breeze, the blue of the sky, we've been so lucky to experience such wonderful weather, and just getting stuck into the hard work and the physicality of actually gardening. It's the reason why I started wanting to become a garden designer some 25 years ago now. I'm just loving digging in the soil and that connection with the earth and being part of the great wide world that we all are part of. The singing of the birds, the rhythm of the spade, and the scent of just the outdoors and the wonderful flowers and cut grass that we all experience living in our communities. It's been really wonderful for my headspace, and it's been great for the family as well. I just feel so grateful that I'm able to spend this precious time outdoors reconnecting with my grassroots. And I just feel so fortunate and so grateful to my garden supporting me through what is a super difficult time for all of us. It's just been wonderful for my state of mind, my energy, my daily kind of motivation, and also just some quiet time for me to rest a little and have some respite from my desk and my laptop. I never thought I could be so grateful for my garden being in such a state just a few weeks ago. But it's changing every day, and I'm just loving seeing it grow as it makes me grow.
Hello, my name's Ellie. I live on the top of a tower block in central Brighton in Kemp Town. I'm usually out and about peddling about with a charity I usually work for, but we've been closed for rides for 1 month now. Today is the 11th of April and it's very quiet now. I'm on a balcony that's 3 metres by 1 metre, and I'm very lucky to have one in central Brighton. It does feel a little hemmed in because although I can see the sky and hear the seagulls, there's bird netting on the balcony. And it's glass fronted with that kind of safety glass. So you can't see through that glass. I'm lying down on it now in the sunlight. I'm a solo parent, so I have an almost 14-year-old son. And he's the main focus of my thinking now that I've suspended the operations of the charity for now. We're both quite high risk, so we only venture out early morning or evening, once, usually every other day, to reduce risk as well. And the rest of the time is spent inside or on the balcony, which is lovely. We have a hammock and a deck chair and a couple of director's chairs. So we spend our days moving those around in a Tetris fashion. But now it's warm, it's lovely, because we can sit, and I've just had breakfast out on the balcony. I can hear some wood pigeons who are enjoying having less people around. And I can see the sea from every room in our flat, which is lovely. I'm definitely missing the pedaling and the people. I'm really enjoying when we do go out on our bikes, the peace and quiet and less traffic. I could get very used to that. I'm already very used to that. So yeah, we're doing okay. We can see the hospital from where we are, so that's always a bit of a focus too. And in terms of different sounds, the Thursday night clap for carers is pretty extraordinary in the centre of Brighton, which is nice and quite heartening in such uncertain, weird times. We feel pretty lucky and pretty safe so far, but there are plenty of points of feeling quite down and just missing being able to roam.
Hi there, everybody. This is James here from Haywards Heath, the heart of Mid-Sussex, calling in again. I spoke before about making spoons in my shed, which is something I've been enjoying for a while. But I wanted to speak about something that is relevant to now, the lockdown, and is a new discovery for me. I know people talk about it, they've been doing it for years, get all that. But the humble walk, what a great thing. What a soul saver. For me, I think I'm just enjoying so much getting out and trying to go for a walk, but then stop and take a moment. Just look at the green of the grass you're standing on, the green of the crops that are emerging, the green of the trees, the hedgerows, all of that. Just really enjoying seeing that colour, and then that combined with the cloudless skies as I speak to you right now, and of course hearing the sounds of nature along with that. Absolutely amazing. And of course it's a great time of year for wild edibles, so to be able to have reason to stop and take notice and stick your nose in and have a little look in the hedgerows, it's fantastic. So this is my thing, and I hope post all of this it might be something that I continue to do, but that remains to be seen.
Morning. Those are the sounds from my tiny garden sitting in Bristol.
bird song, the roar of the city beginning in the morning, a plane flying overhead, which is quite unusual. And I've come outside just with a cup of tea to just begin the day and to just try and make some sense of the world as we see it today, which is problematic and difficult, but you come outside and you realise that nature is just getting on with it anyway. There are tulips starting to flower. The meadowsweet in one of my pots is beginning to show its face. My peonies and all my mint plants are starting to come to life. There are primulas and hellebores and violas. There's colour. And behind it all, there's the sound of sirens and a city that is confused. But in here, in this space, I feel safe. I feel like somebody's wrapped a blanket around me, I guess. And like this is the space that will keep me sane-ish for the next few weeks, months, who knows. And now the sun's just come out. And it seems like it's going to be a beautiful morning.
Hi, my name's Clara. I'm an allotment plot holder in West London. We're still in lockdown. I'm mainly stuck at home, but once a day I make it over to the allotment for my daily exercise, aka gardening. It's actually pretty noisy still here. There's buses going by, although they're pretty empty. The one that's just passing by, I can see precisely nobody on. But there's a big road nearby, and so there's still a bit of traffic. However, you can certainly hear the birds more clearly than you usually can. And also the sounds of people with their windows open, enjoying the sunshine in their houses. I've been busy planting my chitted potatoes and seedlings, still mainly indoors, but watering the few plants I do have growing, like the broad beans and some purple sprouting broccoli, which is still going, which is nice. I think it's really important at this time to have an outdoor escape, especially now that some of the parks are considered to be too full in London. There was an email that went round this morning warning that from the council warning that our local parks might be closed if people kept visiting them. It seems to me that outdoors is more important than ever for people's sanity. One of the things the lockdown has given me is more time to be in my garden and in the allotment. I'm very lucky to have both, because I've lost 2 hours of commuting time each day, and being stuck at home doing work, I really miss actually just the commute, getting out, moving around, and being out in the allotment gives me a little bit of variety in my day, which I otherwise certainly wouldn't have.
Hello, my name is Kate and I'm in Sheffield, and it is Sunday the 12th of April. The recording that I've sent in is of helping my family coppice a couple of trees in the garden to give some room to all the other trees to grow. We worked out that the holly tree that we were cutting down was about 45 years old, and it was quite a crash. Yeah, I just really wanted to send you the recording and of the tree coming down, but also of us collectively cutting it up and storing the wood and putting all the kind of smaller branches in our compost.
Thank you. tree is probably thinking, what are they doing to me? You should have a protective helmet on, shouldn't you?
I've got glasses on.
Hey?
I've got glasses on.
And you should have ear defenders on.
It's not that loud.
Oh, it is. Bloody hell, I can't be that close to it.
It's an electric one, it's not even loud.
Oh, God.
What?
I'm worried about the way he's standing right in front of it.
Why? He's not even halfway through it.
Just make sure you're out of the way.
That laugh at the end absolutely killed me. I thought it was really funny. I wonder what happened. I'm worried about where he's standing. He's like, oh, it's fine, don't worry about it. Made me laugh. So thank you, Kate, for that last entry there. And thank you so much to everyone that sent me in things. This is probably the last one of this form that I will do. I should also quite quickly leave this beach because the tide is coming in really quite high now and it's about a metre away from my feet. And I probably shouldn't sit down still, I need to keep moving. Because one of the biggest changes here is the police patrolling the beaches and asking us all to move along and not sit down for too long. And as I say this, actually, I can see a quad bike approaching, so I will stand and move away. Do get in touch with me if you'd like to. It's so nice to stay in touch during these times. And you can do that via email on growingwildreverb@gmail.com or via Instagram or Twitter on @growingwildfm. There goes the quad bike. I gave him a friendly wave. All is fine. Crazy. So weird. It's so odd that this is our life at the moment. Yes, do get in touch. Do please get in touch. It's lovely to hear from you. I hope you're doing okay and getting through this as best you can. So until the next show, go well, stay well, and I'll be back soon. Cheerio.